And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Joining us today is Hannah Haase, language teacher, author, and pedagogical mentor at Robotown. Today, Hannah is going to talk to us about successful language teaching with technology.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for having me. So language teaching and technology, I think, is a big topic. And I think there's a lot of fear when it comes to language teachers of like, hey, I don't want AI to take over my job, or I don't want to be replaced by technology. And so I wanted to come on today and talk about it because I really want to ensure that people feel comfortable in incorporating technology without it taking over. So I've been approached by a lot of teachers before, just because I work for a language teaching and digital publisher. And we kind of have all of our activities in a platform. So instead of the traditional workbook, you get all the activities that you can assign to your students in a platform, which auto grades a lot, gives you a lot of chances of having your students record and speak. And therefore, a lot of people are like, how do I successfully kind of like switch from this traditional textbook workbook situation to including technology without it taking over my job and without it being kind of just busy work? You know, we want to make sure that what we assign to our students or the technology that we do incorporate is meaningful and not just something that they kind of like self-study. It should really help us in our teaching and in our students' journey. So we've had a lot of teachers that say, oh, I have so many resources and worksheets already that I created. Now, if I switch over to like a digital thing, how can I still use that? Or they already spend so much time on screens and, you know, swiping and this and that. So how can I really ensure that I'm not just overloading technology on my students? And like I said, what can I really use with my students? What is out there that is good and not just busy work? Or I don't want to find a new website for a new topic all the time. So those were a lot of the things that's why we at Robotel started kind of like working on a digital curriculum, because we wanted to have a full curriculum, like a real ESL, EFL curriculum that is incorporated in this platform, but that is meaningful. So teachers can assign activities because they're teaching, you know, a normal way. They're doing their grammar, they're doing their vocabulary, their reviews and all of that, but then assign activities in the platform instead of handing out worksheets. Like I said, it helps. Technology can really help grading because there is multiple different activity types that you can easily use, which are auto-graded in a platform, whether that is our platform or a different platform. You know, there's things that can auto-grade multiple choices or fill in the blanks or matching activities or like kind of like fill in the chart kind of situations or anything that's jumbling. When you talk about vocabulary or sentence structure, you do sentence jumbles or word jumbles or all of that. So technology can really be a nice tool for us teachers, but also our students, to give them a variety of different activities to keep them engaged, to keep them motivated, but then help us as teachers too, to be able to say, you know what, you guys are working on this while I work with my group over here on something that they need to review. So I'm keeping the rest of the class busy in a meaningful way, something that fits my curriculum and my teaching at this point, while I work with some of my students that need a little bit more help. So I think when it comes to teaching with technology, the importance is to find a good balance. You don't want technology to take over, but you also don't want to not have technology at all. So let's say we go through a sample lesson. My warm-up would be some kind of game. You know, like paper, pencil, use the board, like no technology, That kind of like a warm-up game is always fun for the students to do. Then let's say you dive into your grammar. You can use technology. There's some great grammar videos out there that you can use, but you still do the main teaching. However, let's say your students want to review something, why not give them a couple of grammar videos that they can review at home? So here, technology can assist students when they want to review a grammar concept. And then some individual practice. Let them practice individually on a couple of activities with technology, then bring it back to like the full class. You know, let's do a grouping or pairing activity where you work with your partner and you talk about what you just did. So like finding this kind of balance of do a little bit of technology, but don't do all just technology.
What would you say to teachers who have that concern? You know, how important muscle memory is when we actually write things down and listen.
Oh, absolutely.
And watching and choosing the right answer.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree that we cannot, that's why I was saying, we cannot replace everything with technology. We still want to make sure that students are writing, they are working with text. So when I say use technology, I'm saying have the reading in front of you. You know, you have that paper in front of you that you're working with, you're reading, you're highlighting, you're looking up words, you're writing down the translations, you're circling the answers for the questions, that kind of stuff. But then why not have technology help you as a teacher and help your students in grading that? So they work with the text, but the questions are in the platform. So they still do all that writing, that circling, that, you know, revision on paper, but instead of having the multiple choices or the things later on paper as well, you have that in the platform. So you combine it, you know, you have a technology, you have a device in front of you, and you have a paper and a pencil and a highlighter and a couple of colors, ideally in front of you as well. So having that combination, I think, will help with the muscle memory. It still gives our students something like hands-on to do, but it also gives them the technology then to plug in their answers, for example, and then that can be graded. They get instant feedback. I think there's value in that when students can submit something and get instant feedback. That's, I think, something when it comes to memory and learning too, because you don't have to wait until your teacher gives back, let's say, those assignments then. You're right there, you know, you've submitted it, you see what you did wrong, and not like I'm over exaggerating, like a week later where you get this test back or like these answers back or this essay back and you're like, what did I do again? And I don't know, okay, this wasn't the greatest, but you're moving on already. You've already passed that kind of topic, let's say. So I think that's where I see the benefits of technology too, with that instant feedback while they're learning. And then they can go and redo it, let's say, do it over, correct their mistakes.
Now, another interesting perspective on technology and education mm-hmm. is that it seems that the younger and younger generations' brains are changing because of the way they mm-hmm. consume technology compared to older students who might have learned in a traditional way mm-hmm. because they can spend hours and hours watching reels.
Oh yeah, I can't. Yeah.
So, you know, do you have any opinions about this? I mean, might the way that we learn change completely because our brains are going to adapt to a different way of learning?
I believe so, even though I don't want it to, if that makes sense. Like if I think about my own kids, they're 5 and 6. And I am so happy that they barely use technology in school. I really don't want them to. And I'm so grateful that we have a school that also still focuses on writing and holding a pencil and all of these fine motor skills that these kids have to learn in order to do that. And same for their brains. I want their brains to learn these techniques first. If you never learn how to highlight something or how to scan a text for like the answers or the words that you're looking for. I don't know how you're going to do that on simply a screen. So I'm an advocate, if I may say so, for incorporating technology and language teaching later on, middle and high school, after these kind of fundamental skills are laid, where students know what a paper is, when they know how to hold a pencil, when they've learned these basic skills and techniques of working with texts, of scaffolding, like all of that, I think should come first. So I hope that there's enough teachers out there that still care about that when it comes to elementary and kindergarten and all those kind of teachings. But I also know that there's a lot of pressure. I do understand that there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things out there that are given to teachers and say, here, make this fun. Use the smart board, use this tablet, use. Again, find a good balance. Yes, every once in a while, it's probably not bad to do this, but I really, really hope that our focus stays on teaching them the fundamentals and all those fine motor skills first.
Thank you so much. I'd have to say I agree with you 100%, Hannah. On behalf of TTELT, a program of educators worldwide, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today with your expertise and some useful insights into how we can incorporate technology into our teaching in a good way. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melanie. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.